Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in the final hour of the program. Here is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, and the legend, Fred Rogan, filling in for the vacation, and Chris Broussard. Tomorrow, Alan Lee will be sitting in Fred's chair. And Fox Sports Radio has teamed up with TireRack.com to give away a set of four brand new tires valued at up to $1,500 every 2 weeks this summer. That's right. Three lucky listeners will receive a set of four tires plus installation, taxes, and fees valued up to $1,500. It's the summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes. Enter daily at foxsportsradio.com to increase your chances to win. Yes, you can register to win every single day to improve your chances. A winner will be selected every 2 weeks between now and August 27th. For a set of four brand new tires to enter and get rules, visit foxsportsradio.com, sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And, man, we got a great show for you this final hour. We're going to get to a couple of things. But first, Fred,
I got to say
something. You got to scratch an itch.
All right, look. So everybody was very excited last week. I know you were listening around the country. When the revelation occurred that Major League Cricket had come to the United States, six teams, all playing in either Dallas or North Carolina, for the Los Angeles Knight Riders, the Super Kings of Texas, Major League Cricket. And I'm thinking, okay. Now, I know that cricket around the world is enormous. It's gigantic. And I know it's a sport a lot of people bet on. And I know it has huge viewership. I mean, if you're traveling around the world, if you're in India, if you're in England, let me tell you what, you're going to see a lot of cricket. So there's got to be something to this game. So I sit down and I watch the first game in Major League Cricket history. And it was the Los Angeles Knight Riders and the Texas Super Kings. So now, in this country, we understand and we have an expectations of how things go. They sped up baseball. They created more urgency. We know in football, we want a lot of scoring. Same in the NBA, same in the NHL. I'm watching this and watching this. So the Texas team is up at bat first. After 2 hours, their at bat finally ended. I couldn't figure out how you got out. I couldn't figure out at what point does somebody else bat. It made absolutely no sense. 2 hours. The Los Angeles team is down like 181-6. So now the LA team comes up.
So wait a minute. Were the Mets pitching in this cricket match?
Thank you. Thank you. So now the LA team comes up. And I'm watching this. So they lose by 69 runs or whatever they're called. And when it was all said and done, I thought, who would watch this? Why would anybody watch that? And in a real cricket match, by the way, because this is T20 cricket, where each team gets one at bat, do you know they those matches go on for 5 days? Literally 5 days. It gets dark, they start the next day, and they play again. But I don't know how you get out, and I don't know how you win. I do know in your final at-bat, if for whatever reason you're out of the game, you leave the stadium. I think the LA team had three people left as they kept making outs. There were only like three guys out there. And they just walk off. It was the most bizarre thing. I tried to read the rules. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know who would watch Major League Cricket. And I wish him the best. I hope it's a very successful league.
I never miss Major League Cricket.
Because?
I never watch it, so I never miss
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I mean, I mean, talk about crickets. What? I'm with you. I just don't understand it.
It's the only game with a bat, so they deliver the ball. You can hit it backwards, and it can still be our version of a home run. You can hit it anywhere. There's no out of bounds. There's no foul ball.
It just it doesn't. Even the scoring, I'm looking at the score thing. I can't tell what that means.
Well, one team is leading 52-1.
Yeah, that's it. Nice game, 52-1. You're intrigued. You're going to sit there for 4 days. Really?
I sat for 4 hours.
Unbelievable. All right. Thank God we don't cover that. I'm just saying.
Rob G, maybe we can book somebody.
Rob G, yeah.
My next time in, get somebody from the Super Kings. Not only do they play cricket, they run a grocery store in Glendale. Super King.
Very nice.
Thank you.
All right. We got to do some baseball talk here.
All right.
What, Fred, we talked about a little bit with John Paul Morosi, with John Morosi, and we do have some sound here. So there was a story today. Jim Bowden, who's a former Major League general manager, you know that. He works for CBS Sports. I know Jim. Jim was the general manager when I was in Cincinnati. He came after Bob Quinn.
Okay.
And he reported today, Rob G, correct, that, well, this was this past weekend.
On Sunday,
that Shohei's done. He's not going to return. He's not coming back to Anaheim. Let's hear Jim Bowden.
I am being told that Shohei Ohtani is not going to re-sign with the Angels. That Shohei Ohtani has gotten to the point where he wants to be in the playoffs and World Series the rest of his career. He does not like losing. I don't see a pathway where the Angels are going to be all of a sudden become perennial contenders. I don't see it with their farm system. I don't see it with their resources. I don't see this happening. I think he's gone. And I think the Dodgers are going to do everything they can to land them. They prepared this year. They let Trey Turner walk. They made a lot of decisions last offseason. They have not spent money because they were waiting for Shohei Ohtani. And I think they got a legitimate shot of landing him. And if I'm the Angels, am I going to let Ohtani go for a draft pick? So I gave Ohtani all that money. I never finished above 500 with him. And now I'm going to get nothing back? I mean, do you remember when the Nationals held on to Harper and he left and they got nothing for him? Mm-hmm. Well, they learned their lesson, right? Because then they got Soto and then they traded him for six players and now their future is bright. If you're the Angels, you have no choice but to trade Shohei Ohtani. You have no choice. Or if your choice is not to trade him, you should either lose your job or sell your organization.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, those are some fighting words. Those are hot words there by Jim Bowden. I think he's spot on.
Yeah, it's not a news flash, Jim.
Right?
I got to be honest. This is not a news flash. If you followed this all the way through, there's a couple of things. Number one, he's correct. Ohtani wants to win. He's always said that. And he's been in a situation where he has not won. By the way, with arguably the other best player in the game at the time, Mike Trout.
Which is really the crazy part on how they can't sniff the playoffs.
Right. All right. So they haven't won. He wants to win. The Angels should have traded him last year, but they do have business interests. They do have sponsorships from Japan.
Trying to sell tickets.
But the problem is this. With the Angels over the years, their owner, Artie Moreno, has not been afraid to spend money because he spent it, like on Josh Hamilton.
He spent bad money.
He gave Albert Pujols a 10-year deal. Everybody loves Albert Pujols, but they shouldn't have given him a 10-year deal for that money. So he spent money. He's just spent it incorrectly. He's not spent it on infrastructure. So now it comes down to, do you want to be the guy to trade Shohei Ohtani?
That's the big thing.
If you remember during the offseason, he said he was going to sell the team, but then he said he couldn't because of his love of the game, and he still has it in his veins. If they lose Ohtani, he's got to sell the team because there's no reason to keep it. He should have sold it, A. New owners should have come in, shown the kind of commitment they could make to him, tried to quickly rebuild the infrastructure and prove that they were doing it, and then have him make a legitimate decision. The Angels are not in a position where they're going to win. Their manager has a one-year deal. Their general manager's contract is up at the end of next year. They're doing everything they can to try to entice him, but they're going the wrong way. No disrespect to the players. They're going the wrong way. They're not going to win. So now it comes down to, what does he do? Here's my theory. He wants to win, but he's also going to make a ton of money, by the way. And let's just eliminate this possibility. If they were to trade him, the logical place to send him, really, and the team that's rumored to have the best chance to sign him is the Dodgers. But the owner of the Angels is not going to send somebody up the 5 freeway to the Dodgers. I cannot see that happening.
I can't either. There's no way he's going to do, and I say this figuratively, do a deal with the devil.
Right.
You know, like, right? That's the, we're going to hurt this organization and help them
so that nobody
will ever want to be an Angels fan.
All right, so here's his only option. And I hope he's listening. I mean, he lives in Arizona, so maybe he has your show on. He listens to you and Chris all the time.
Okay.
All right, here's what I would do. If he was going to sell the team, and let's say he said it was worth more than $2.5 billion, so I'm going to round it off to $3 billion. I'm going to do him a favor. I just made him $500 million. Team's worth $3 billion. You sell one-third of the team to anybody, an investor, somebody that wants a piece of the pie. Here's $1 billion. Rob, I'm giving you $1 billion. I own a third. You say, Fred, thank you. And here's what I'm going to do with that $1 billion. What? I'm going to pay Shohei Ohtani $1 billion.
Fred.
That's the only way he keeps him. That's the only way he keeps him.
You can't give $1 billion to Shohei Ohtani.
Break it down for how many years? There you go. I got you covered. Or I'll figure something out. Or I'm going to pay you for the next 900 years, and you'll make so much a year so we don't go over the competitive balance tax. And here's your money. Now settle in.
You don't have to, as good as he is, I'm not paying Shohei Ohtani $1 billion to stick around. Especially when you had Trout, who everybody touted as going to be the greatest player who ever played the game. And he's been to one playoff. Because he's not enough, Fred. It's bigger than, I mean, as great as he is, it's not enough to invest $1 billion into one player. He's going to get $500 or $600 million. I don't doubt that at all. And you'll make a lot of that back, right? With the sponsors from Japan and all over the world, and Asia, anywhere, right? You'll get that back. But $1 billion, Fred?
Well, look, desperate times require desperate measures. They're not going to win. If winning is his deal,
right,
then he's going to be gone. I don't know if they trade him at the deadline what they get in return. So if winning is his deal.
Well, anything other than nothing,
okay, but
which is what the Nationals did with Bryce Harper, which was a mistake, and Jim Bone's right. Can't let a guy walk for a draft.
If I'm running the Angels, I would have moved him last year. I need to start winning. I need to put together a club and a structure that allows us to have sustained success.
But that sounds like, I hear you, but they're thinking, look at all these season tickets we sold. We have one of the hottest guys in pro sports that people want to see.
Yep.
It's a business, Fred.
I know.
They want to sell tickets.
I know.
I don't know what their TV ratings are with Shohei. I know that they're good. There's a lot of other stuff that goes into it, And you don't think Arnie Moreno doesn't want the building to be a buzz and people to want to see this guy wearing an Angels uniform?
But would the building be a buzz if you're in first place? Would the building be a buzz?
But you don't know that.
Yeah, but you've got to start somewhere. You've got to start somewhere. So at this point, I mean, they're kind of in no man's land. They're not going to win this year. He doesn't want to stay with a team that's not going to win. If you trade him, you don't get the kind of haul you could have had if you traded him last year. They backed themselves into a corner here. And maybe the best course of action for them, the hell with it, we'll play it out. And don't blame me. I didn't trade him. See, he left. You guys hate him.
No, that you know that that's a part of the conversation. Am I right?
Yep, absolutely.
That's it, that you don't want to be known as that guy who let an all-time great go. Because that's what people always talk about, the Red Sox owner who sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees. He was financially strapped. And he wound up selling them. All right, here we go. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen out there, that's 877-996-6369. How should the Angels handle this Shohei Ohtani situation? Do you keep him? Do you trade him? What do you do? What do you think about Fred's plan of giving up $1 billion to Shohei? We'll continue this conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For possibly $1 billion in the U.S. of A?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All the protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. Talking about the Shohei Ohtani saga, Fred.
It's the big story in baseball.
Yeah, it really is. 2 weeks from Wednesday is the trade deadline. Fred says, get your money and put your pennies together. Get $1 billion up to keep them. If I'm the Angels, I'm trading that puppy and getting whatever I can get and moving forward.
All right, Tony is in Texas. Tony, we appreciate you holding. You're on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, what would you do?
I would trade him. And I would trade him, and right behind him, I'd trade Mike Trout, too.
You too,
I
huh?
mean, I would trade both of them and try to get as much value, try to go the road of the Houston Astros. So even for the next two, three years, if you lose, you'll get some good draft picks and evaluate your scouting department, because every year they seem to sign pitchers and players and just the same results every year.
Well, here's
they're not
the thing,
getting
Tony,
anywhere.
Here's the thing.
It is amazing.
If you go to the route of the Houston Astros, you know, you can trade those guys, you can lose a couple of years, and you better get a lot of trash cans.
And then you got to cheat.
Well, yeah, besides the trash can, I was a Houston Astro fan until I found that out. That's, you know, that's cheating. I mean, and they got off scot-free. I mean, nothing happened to them.
And you know what else probably the biggest thing was? That the pandemic, thanks for the call, happened.
Yeah.
So they didn't get roundly booed and criticized, you know, like they
no,
could
No, they
have.
Bought themselves a year.
They were lucky.
Yeah.
And then by the time, you know, a year removed, had they been on the road that entire year and there were fans, they would have got barbecued.
They still get it a little bit.
But not like what it could have been is what I'm saying.
You mean what it should have been?
Right, what it should have been.
What it should have been, yeah.
877-99 on Fox.
Andre in Massachusetts, thanks for holding. You're on Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple. What do you think?
How you doing? Listen, what the Anaheim Angels need to do is they need a historic haul for Shohei Ohtani. That's the mindset that they need to have. It's not just about getting value for him. What's this kid's name? Jack Caglione, first baseman out of Florida, number one prospect. We got Vance Honeycutt, outfielder out of North Carolina. All these top prospects that are coming up through the ranks, Anaheim Angels need to get a historic amount of these type of players in return to Shohei Ohtani. What you said is true in terms of, you know, the team being worth $3 billion, and if you take out $1 billion, you can give it to Shohei Ohtani. The only thing is, that's not going to equal winning for him. If he want, no matter how much money they can give him, as you've alluded to, the organization is still going to be pointed in the wrong direction.
Hey, Andre, Andre, you know what? Prospects are suspects until they prove it. And if you're going to move a guy like Shohei Ohtani, and thanks for the call, really appreciate it. If you're going to move a guy like Ohtani, I got to tell you something. Not only do you need prospects, but you need guys that can play right now. You need to start building right now. And I think that's the difficult part of this. You cannot give up Ohtani. Well, we're going to take five top prospects. Well, we might see him in 3 years. No, if you give up a guy like Ohtani, you've got to have somebody that can also play right now. And that's the dilemma here. Who are those guys and young guys that can play right now, like a De La Cruz in Cincinnati? Okay, they're not going to trade him, but you understand he's a guy, a young guy, a top prospect, but he's already showing he can play. If you're going to move a guy like Ohtani, you've got to have guys that can play, plus guys you hope can play. Ned Coletti, the former general manager of the Dodgers, on all the time on our show here in Los Angeles. And we talked to him about this very kind of thing. He goes, let me tell you something. When you see a deal made and you read that a team gave up five prospects, he says it himself. One of those guys can actually play. The team making the trade knows who really can play. So you can give a guy 10 prospects. Maybe one of them they project to be able to play. And that's the danger here. So if you make a move like this, you got to have somebody that can play. Right now, maybe two of those guys, and then maybe four other guys that you think can play, and maybe one of them can't. I think that's the only way you can make this move, Rob.
Yeah, it is a tough spot to be in because, Fred, on one hand, you're running a business, but you can't just hold on with hope. You know, you cannot be left holding an empty bag. You can't. It's been done, and it's a mistake. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we're going to talk about your favorite guy here in Los Angeles, LeBron James.
Oh, you love
him.
He
has a lot in common with the guys at Baskin-Robbins. I'll explain that next to you, Fred. That's right. But first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now, you, of course, have been in Los Angeles for a gazillion years. And
yeah.
You cover the local teams as well.
Right.
As Fred does a local radio show on the Fox affiliate, AM 570 LA Sports. You talk about LeBron James all the time.
Right.
And then today, Rob G, can you tell us what LeBron, his agent, announced that LeBron James is in the business of honoring other people? You know, he's very thoughtful. He's always thinking about great things to do.
Sure.
And Rob G, his agent at least,
Rich
announced
Paul.
Rich
yeah.
Paul, that, was he dates Adele? Is that,
mm-hmm.
they're a couple?
Mm-hmm. Great. She hits that high note.
She sure does. So he's changing his uniform, right, Rob G? You got the details?
He is no longer going to be number 6. He is going to be going back to number 23, according to Rich Paul. Quote, it's LeBron's decision. He chose to do it out of respect for Bill Russell.
He could have done that a long time ago. Am I missing something?
Well, it's
something?
Funny that you bring that up, Rob, because if you recall, back in 2009, LeBron said the NBA should retire the number 23 across the NBA in honor of Michael Jordan, and then promptly wore number 23 for 10 more years.
Right, right. Not. You know what? This is LeBron all over, Fred, and this is why, to me, he reminds me of Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
You know, Baskin Robbins is the home of the soft serve.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is always about the self serve. It's always about LeBron, and this is not. It's self-serving. Like, oh my, you just said it. If this was something that he was really serious about, he wouldn't have wore the number if it was about Bill Russell. Why is it now? He just wants to be in the news. He just wants to have a storyline, Fred. Why now with Bill Russell?
Well, because it was like 4 days since he announced everyone was lucky that he wasn't retiring.
What do you think about the wording of that? That we're you guys are lucky.
You guys are lucky.
I'm sticking around for a 21st season.
Yeah, we're lucky. We're the lucky ones. Thank you, King. Thank you. Oh.
I told you, in this country, I only recognize one king. That's Burger King.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
The thing is,
Steve, well, that was funny, Steve. You didn't laugh? Okay.
It wasn't bad.
That was, come on, Fred. Really?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. All right. Here's the thing about LeBron, and I think this is why he gets under so many people's skin. Because he's so good, he doesn't need to do this kind of
thing. Right. Like
he's so good. He's such
100%.
An incredible talent.
Just let it speak for itself.
Right.
You don't need to manipulate. You don't need to stay in people's... always throwing stuff out in the playoffs. You remember a couple years ago when they were out of it, he's tweeting during the playoffs and trying to interject himself and all this other
stuff. It's not necessary.
It's just not necessary.
You know what? You're so good. You're so talented. You've had such an incredible run. You just don't need to do this kind of thing. You don't need to say, after the Lakers are eliminated, you know, I'm thinking about retiring. Well, no, you're not.
No.
I can tell you that right now. No, you're not thinking about retiring.
That was a ploy.
Well, of course.
To change the dialogue in the story. Didn't want to talk about being swept by Denver. And he had AD. Him and AD were healthy. And they got swept.
You're better than that. You know what? This might be it for me. No, it's not going to be it for you. You know why? There's 96 million reasons why it's not going to be it for you.
And also, all he's talked about is that he wants to play with Bronny.
Yeah,
so what? Why would you? And if somebody would... A reporter there should have pressed him, you know? Really? So you don't want to play with Bronny because that's what you've been talking about for the last 3 years.
Right.
So is that out the window? Put some pressure on him to answer questions and ask really. Oh, so you're going to forfeit your $96 million that's left on your contract? Ask those questions and have them. And then they'll probably be, press conference is over, you know.
Like that's what it would be, by the way.
It would be. Because those are the questions that need to be asked, Fred.
Right.
How frustrating is it to watch press conferences sometime?
Well, it's very frustrating, and especially with him because they control the entire narrative. So then he goes at the ESPYs and tells everybody, we're the lucky ones. This is great. You guys get to see me again. Everybody relax. Well, nobody was worried because you weren't retiring anyway.
And then ESPN had the nerve to have breaking news that right. He's coming back.
Yeah, because it's a joke. And then take it one step further. In that moment, when he's making that speech in front of those people, that audience, people that respect and admire what he has done throughout his career, isn't that the moment instead of telling everybody, you're lucky I'm coming back? Isn't that the moment to say, you know, I've given this some thought. And I want to pay tribute to Bill Russell.
Yes.
I want to honor his
Thank
memory.
Thank you. There's the moment right there.
There's
instead of making
the
it about, instead of self-serve.
Right.
Self-serve. He's the Baskin Robbins of the NBA. It's always self-serving. Everything. And you're right. That's the moment. Hey, let me tell you. I'm going to give up my number. Long overdue. I can't believe I wore it as long as I did. Bill Russell deserves this, and what a great moment this would be for him and his family.
And there's your standing ovation. There's your standing ovation. And that's what they take away from all of that. It's, wow.
Wow, what a great idea. What a forum to present
exactly.
this.
Exactly, in front of that group of people.
No doubt about it. That's, Fred, spot on.
Yeah, instead of, you're all lucky, I'm coming back. You know, a week later, my agent says I'm giving up the number. Why? Just so we can talk about you. If you really notice and you follow LeBron, and again, you cannot deny his talent, so please don't misunderstand the difference between how he is conducting himself and his talent.
He's a great player. That's not even in question.
Right. We know that. But, you know, every week, it's like when he threatened retirement, then he was sending out these Instagram posts. Well, you know, how will you feel if I'm not here? What? Really? Seriously? You're not going anywhere.
But somebody should say, this league has been around for almost 100 years, right? 80 years. Great players have come and gone. Fred, people who really believe, like, I hear fans say, he's gone. Dude, Michael Jordan's gone. Bill Russell's gone. Like the league continues. Other players, right? They continue to play. Now, KNBC may never be the same again.
Thank you.
But that's something different.
Yeah, well, it's a different story altogether.
Right?
Of course.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. No, you know what? That's one thing. It's the cycle. Somebody goes, and no matter how good they were for how many years, somebody's going to replace them.
What's NBC going to do when Johnny Carson retires? They'll get another guy.
They'll hire Jay Leno.
Right.
Yeah. Done.
What are you going to do when Letterman retires? They'll hire somebody.
They'll find Stephen Colbert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stop. Why,
exactly.
Why are people caught up on that? We are all replaceable. The NBA will go on with or without LeBron. Nobody will forget him. They'll realize what a great player he is. But he doesn't have to keep banging this drum.
He's better than that. That's all I'm saying. That I think that's what gets under everybody's skin. He's better than that. He is the best. All right. Then we'll acknowledge that. You don't have to reinforce it.
I don't get it. I just I'll tell you, of all the things he ever said, the one that just got to me the worst was, oh yeah, when we came back from that 3-1 deficit to Golden State, that's when I knew I was the GOAT.
Well, Rob, let's be honest. We all know the Odd Couple goes on without Rob Parker or Chris Broussard, so
it just keeps going.
That's what I'm saying.
Whether we're here or not.
It'd just be a different named couple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know, Alex. You sure?
No, I'm not sure.
There's only one Odd Couple.
I heard there's a Diet Coke.
That is absolutely not true.
Oh, there's another Odd Couple?
Rob, how many Odd Couples have you specifically been a part of?
That's a good point.
What?
At least three.
No, I've only been on two Odd Couples.
Right.
The other show was called Parker and the Man.
Okay.
All right? That was the other show.
Parker and the Man?
Mike Stone's got something to say about that.
What? No, I said I've been on one other Odd Couple.
Okay.
That's Martin Weiss chiming in. They're doing
I remember.
That was The Odd Couple. I had a show in Detroit called The Odd Couple. Then my other show was called Parker and the Man. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. It was a nighttime show.
Okay.
Yeah, with Mark Wilson. But it was not. I didn't have three Odd Couples.
Just like Trash Talking Tuesday. There's only been one.
No, maybe we used that before. How about TV theme song Thursday?
There's been a few of those, too.
Okay. All right, more a couple. We got a couple here on Fox Sports Radio. We're going to wrap this bad boy up. Fred, where'd the time go?
I know.
You know?
I know. No, I love doing this with you because it just flies.
Unbelievable. And in Detroit, this is no lie. I don't know. Can I say that, Alex? What segment we used to have on Mondays in Detroit? Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
I would say probably not.
Okay. I can tell you no.
Don't do it. Okay. All right. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For the only place with the first ever Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It's obvious he can really play.
Boy, this is right at it if it gets there. How about that?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, hey, Raj, all I'll say is this. I think he pulled the right club.
All right, Steph, that was Steph Curry. You saw that, right? The hole in one?
I did.
Yep, that's the Progressive play of the day, the Golf Channel. Progressive is making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Hey, let's end here. And Johnny Bench, we all know. Anybody, yep. Even the young people out there. Johnny Bench was one of the greatest catchers in baseball history.
Yes.
Big red machine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He caught like 17 or 18 years or whatever it was. What was it, Steve DeSager, Johnny Bench? Like almost 18 years. He was unbelievable and caught a ton of games. But they had a – they were honoring a couple players and putting them in to the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame.
Very nice event.
Yeah, until Johnny Bench opened his mouth. And they were talking about Pete Rose and how he signed with the was it Gabe Paul?
Yeah, it was Gabe Paul.
Gabe Paul, the old exec. You know, he was the GM of the Cleveland Indians as well back in the day. But Gabe Paul had negotiated and gave him a deal of $400 a month.
Right.
And people were shocked at how little money that was. And Johnny Bench trying to be glib or clever.
Mm-hmm.
Uttered an anti-Semitic comment and said, well, you know, Gabe Paul was Jewish, saying like he's cheap and all that.
Right.
And of course, he had to apologize for his anti-Semitic comments.
I think Gabe Paul's daughter was there.
Yes. And he apologized to her later, you know, because she was there.
Yeah, but she claimed I didn't even hear it. Maybe she blocked it out.
But come on, Fred. Are we still doing these the Jewish cheap jokes? Is that still a thing in 2023?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, it is still a thing in 2023. Now, is it ill-informed? Is it
racist?
Sure.
It is.
You know what? Here's the thing. Old habits die hard.
Fred, come on.
Were you
offended when you heard this?
Me?
Yes.
Not really.
It didn't bother you?
No.
Really?
It didn't bother me because I just discount it. See, I have a different mentality about things. You know, you say something, it's stupid. I don't even dignify it with any kind of reaction. It's like,
But you got to push back to let people know this is not 1960. Fred, like we've evolved a lot.
Yeah, but also you're talking about somebody. I don't know how old he is, Steve. How old's Johnny Bench?
Can you somebody tell us?
He's got to be in his 70s.
He's got to be 78 years old.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know.
No, but he knows better.
And there's no excuse. I'm not saying there's an excuse.
He's 75. He has to know better that you don't. Oh, I only bet $400, you know. Don't forget, you know he was Jewish, you know. Like, what? When I heard that, I was just like, and you know what? I thought that, I didn't know that Marge Schott and Johnny Bench dated.
Here we go.
I didn't know it. And you know Marge Schott was the owner of the Reds, as racist as it comes.
She was racist.
Call her black players $1 million N-words. Can you imagine that coming out of your... That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
You know this had swastikas at her house.
Right. Yeah, she was racist. She was. She was what you would not consider to be a quality person.
Cincinnati, I lived there. It's a weird town. Very conservative. If you want to raise a family, like it's very conservative.
Very clean.
You know, very clean. You've been to downtown Cincinnati.
Yeah, I have.
When I was there back in the night, you couldn't even buy a dirty magazine in that place.
God they corrected that.
No, I'm just saying that's how, you know, but they have a racist history.
Yeah.
And Marge Schott, they protected her despite all the stuff that she said.
That's what was odd. They
protected her. Like, she's one of us. Don't mess with Marge. And baseball eventually forced her to sell. But the Johnny Bench, really? You're not in your basement drinking beers with your closest friends. And you might say stuff, Fred, you know, that you would never say in public. But at a public gathering?
Yeah, but if you say it in public, I assure you of something. You've said it many times.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
I was stunned. Johnny Bench, don't go out like that. Don't have people where your obituary says, Johnny Bench, catcher for the Big Red Machine, Hall of Famer, who once said that Gabe Paul gave Pete Rose $400 a month because he was Jewish.
Yeah.
that goes in your obituary.
Right. Well, we've got one line written for him.
Already?
Yeah.
They just added that in the Cincinnati Inquirer. You know where they write the obituaries ahead of time?
Yeah.
Somebody went in and did an ad.
Yeah, just done.
Right.
Ready to go. Maybe
Johnny
his
Bench
Wikipedia
had to,
page.
I had to apologize.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What we won't apologize for is the 3 hours you just spent with us. Here
appreciate that. You know, I love doing it.
You know it, Fred.
All the guys. Thank you guys in the control room. Steve, Thanks a lot.
Everybody. It's great fun. It's always great to have you in. I'll be on your show. What? I'm filling in on
Thursday.
Thursday here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so you better straighten your act out.
Oh, yeah. You know, I go crazy when I go on your show. Fred always says that when I'm on his show.
You have no idea listening around the country. When he's on with us in Los Angeles, it's a different ballgame.
All right. The fake odd couples coming up next. Is that what they're called?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.